Mexico that day said the torch had been passed in the USA. Ask what you can do for your country, he said. Then he sent us to Vietnam, and thousands were dead. With words like peace and freedom, the crusade set sail, but the bodies on the ground told a very different tale. The once proud officer told how hopeless was their task, and we still don't have an answer to the question he asked. Who wants to be the last one to die for a mistake? Or would you rather be the first? What difference would it make? That little girl you killed today will haunt a dream for years. They sent you into a war that was based on lies and fears. Making war is the real mistake. It's the worst one that we ever make. So now, who wants to die for a mistake? Another leader told us we were under attack. Save the nation, we must make war on Iraq. Tales of weapons and terrorists brought the pot to a boil, when the real goal was to control all the oil. Spreading democracy was the flag that we flew, but torture and death were all that they knew. After mission accomplished came thousands more dead, and that question comes back, those words that he said. Who wants to be the last one to die for a mistake? Oh, would you rather be the first? What difference would it make? That little girl you killed today will haunt your dreams for years. They sent you into a war that was based on lies and fears. Making war is the real mistake. It's the worst one that we ever make. So now, who wants to die for a mistake? Young leader has taken the stage. He says, yes we can, and come turn the page. His words are new, exciting and bold, but his military actions are tired and old. He's got shiny new weapons, those predatory drones, but death looks the same no matter how it comes. Making new enemies with every bomb we send, but years from now we'll be asking that same question again. Who wants to be the last one to die for a mistake? Or would you rather be the first? What difference would it make? That little girl you killed today will haunt your dreams for years. They sent you into a war that was based on lies and fears. Making war is the real mistake. It's the worst one that we ever make. So now, who wants to die for a mistake? Who wants to die for a mistake?